Huge, man. Huge to get it this way, you know, after what we've been going through. We know we've been fighting. We knew this was a journey. You know, this season is a journey. You know, we still got a game left. You know, congrats for today. You know, hats off to the Giants. But we just got to build on this.
How about the way the defense played? I mean, it seems like you guys had Eli's number today.
Yeah, we just had to regroup a little bit after that second drive and just execute. You know, it's all about execution at the end of the day. And who's going to execute better? You know, our corners played a tremendous game today. And, you know, we just got to build on it.
Hey, Ed, can you talk about getting a
shoulder blow, but do you think that the NFL will punish
you? I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to come of it. You know, I had the referee whispering to me in my ear the second play. You know, all I could do is play the game. You know, I'm going to talk to Troy Aikman before the game about this, him and Joe Buck. You know, they asked me how's my game changed. And, you know, I don't really know what to do with it. You know, I really don't know what to do with that. You know, I thought it was a decent hit. And he got up from it, you know, so good thing Cruz got up.
You talk about getting a big game from Shockey Brown out there today?
Huge, huge. Like I told Shockey to keep building, though. He's a young guy, and he got a lot to build on. You know, so we just got to keep growing, get better.
Quarterback a little bit too today. It was one of the best games I've seen Joe play.
Yeah, the whole offense, man. You know, when they're clicking like that and we have controlling the game, controlling time and possession the way we have, and Joe is on point with the ball, just getting into the playmakers, man, you see what we can do as a team. You know, so it's just been good for him. I know you've been getting a lot, you know, gripe the last couple weeks, probably even from teammates. You know, but it's a process, man. It's a process we all in, and we in it together. And he had a great game.
And does this kind of defensive performance speak to you guys getting a little bit healthier too?
Yes. We have some guys that was down today, and we knew that coming in, obviously, the last couple weeks. Guys been working hard. Guys been filling in. And, you know, those guys played great. We got Ellaby back today who had a great game. And, you know, those guys being healthy makes a big difference. You know, and Ray being healthy and motivating the guys and make sure you're helping them. You know, it's huge to have him in the air once they come off the field, being able to see it from the sideline. You know, so, I mean, just the growth of those guys, those young linebackers, man, and how they played. And the D-line, too. You know, they help out a tremendous bit when they making plays and coming through the line like Haloti and those guys were today.
You had a lot of young guys in the second, you know, in the secondary really yeah. speak up.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing to kind of mentor them and to get them up to speed?
Well, my biggest thing is patience, you know, and trying to set an example, you know, and doing my job first and foremost. You know, that's the biggest thing that they see first when you go to the meeting room. I can't make corrections on them when I'm messing up, you know, and that's been the case. It's been tough, you know, being a leader and player coach, so to say, when you're out there and you're not perfect, you know. So just helping them and talking to them constantly. You know, Shockey's been my mentee. So just talking to him constantly, you know, maybe it's helping, maybe it's not. But, you know, he's a grown man, and he's been listening to Coach Terrell Austin, you know, and making plays, man, every time he gets in there. I have the utmost confidence in Shockey, you know, and everybody else once we're healthy. And those guys are in the game.
Your thoughts on Omar and just the way he got
this? He's a football player. You know, he's a football player. At one point, we cut him, you know, and brought him back, man. And that hurt me big time, you know, because I know he's a football player. It's not about size, you know, in this league. You know, it's about just being a football player. And he's that guy. Omar's a football player. Last week, he come up with a fumble. You know, everybody on his team know that guy will be running the football. And that's what you want. He reminded me of myself when I was that age.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.